Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free. That number is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Our brand-new website is up and running, so it doesn't matter if you're on our desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. Mobile friendly, very, very easy to use, and looks sharp. And you can visit that at mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, this year, many people are opting for staycations because of the current pandemic gripping the world. They're enjoying local lakes and ponds, local trails and scenic spots, even camping in their own backyard. Well, of course, you can't camp in great outdoors without a fire pit. Roasting weenies, making s'mores, watching the embers glow, just sitting around, having a drink, chit-chatting, just enjoying company in the great outdoors. Wonderful, wonderful thing. But keep in mind, danger does lurk when working with a fire pit. So we did find an article from Beaumont Parenting with tips on keeping yourself, your loved ones, and your property safe when starting up your fire pit. I'm only sharing a few of them. They've got like a total of 10 tips and some other information. Highly recommend that you go to our website. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. Lower left-hand side of the main page, you'll see talk about Let's Talk Insurance. Just go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, not a problem. Just do what I said. Click on the link, it'll bring you to the blog post, and in the upper right of the blog post, you can type in fire pit safety tips, and it'll bring you to the article for today's podcast. First one I want to share with you is check local ordinances. Some areas of the country are prohibiting open fires or burn barrels, especially out west, very, very dry. They're trying to cut down on possibilities of wildfires. So a lot of places are prohibiting open fires or burn barrels. So you may want to check with your local township, your local city, to see what their ordinances are when it comes to an open flame, when it comes to a fire pit. They may have you purchase a permit to be able to use an open fire at your home. So it's all up to the local township, city, village, wherever you live. So go ahead and check with the proper authorities to see what you can and can't do when it comes to a fire pit. The second tip I have for you is watch the weather. Now, windy nights are not a very good time for campfires, as they can blow sparks and embers into the surrounding trees and buildings. That's all you need is to sit there at your fire pit and watch pieces of embers and whatnot float up lovely in the air, making this beautiful light streak, and then land on the roof of your house and start your roof on fire. Not a good idea. So definitely watch the weather when it comes to doing your fire pit. Make sure that there is little to no wind in order to protect yourself. And the next tip I have here is, of course, don't get sloshed. Alcohol and campfires go together like peanut butter and chocolate. I mean, I've done that in the past. We've had a fire pit. I've enjoyed a adult beverage or two while talking with friends and family around the fire pit or campfire. So I'm totally not opposed to it, but just be careful. Don't overindulge to the point where you're not functioning or can't immediately tend to the fire if it happens to get out of control. You know, it's nice to get a buzz, but don't get sloshed. Okay. Number four, burn properly. Use wood, paper, or other combustibles used in conjunction with a fire pit. So, you know, you get the logs in the store that are specifically for fire pits, you know, firewood at the convenience store. I see them, you know, out by the roads, out by my house. We live in the sticks. And, you know, you always see by the side of the road bundles of firewood for $5. You know, stuff like that. They do have paper items that you can purchase to burn in your fire pit. Don't use it as a incinerator for your trash. Really, because you got to think of the toxic chemical smells and smoke that would come up from non-approved combustible materials. You certainly don't want to throw batteries in there. You don't want to throw fireworks, bullets, aerosol cans, none of that stuff. Just stick with the wood and paper and other items that are approved for burning in fire pits. And the last one I'm going to leave you with is a fire extinguisher is a must. Make sure you either have a fire extinguisher, a rake or shovel, or a large container of water handy to put out fires that begin to get out of control. Don't pull a, you know, like a Three Stooges or a Keystone Cops. When you see a fire getting out of control, quickly running to get the hose and dragging it over, possibly falling, and then the hose has a hole in it. You know, a lot of things could happen. So it's best to have that stuff ready to go with the starting of the fire pit, so that way it's within easy reach that you can get to it to prevent a fire from getting out of control. Very easy. You got a rake there. You can quickly rake it to put the fire out. Shovel. You put some shovelfuls of dirt or sand on it, and of course a bucket of water. You can throw it on there. Or you got the fire extinguisher. If you want to, you know, waste a fire extinguisher, obviously that's an option as well. Okay. Now I want you to read the full article from Beaumont Parenting, and again I got links on our webpage for today. Again, I want to mention that we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, our website is brand new, ready for you. It's all up to date with all the security and everything that's needed for web pages. So go ahead and check that out. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. Website is mobile friendly. So check it out. You can reach that at mvpinsurer.us. That's mvpinsurer.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a happy and a safe week this week. Take care.